economy of the UK. 那我们说经济了啊。The symbol of the currency, Great British Pound, GBP for short, is like this. 那么英镑的符号大家都应该知道。我们先来看一下 this bar chart of gross domestic product GDP in 2019 in billion US dollars. 那我们看 GDP 去年的美国第一，然后呢是 China, Japan, Germany, India， 然后才是 UK. Nearly a quarter of that of China and about 13% of the GDP of USA. 那么英国的 GDP 大概是中国的四分之一，美国的13%。联合国王国真的要加把劲了啊！更何况现在已经 Brexit。According to its plan, the aim of the industrial strategy of UK is to boost productivity by backing businesses to create good jobs and increase the earning power of people throughout the UK with investment in skills, industries, and infrastructure. 向中国学习，对吧？大搞基建吧。The industrial strategy in sectors as diverse as the following four sectors. 那么它主要要发展四个方面 AI, artificial intelligence, the green economy, 绿色经济 future transport system, 那是不是要修高铁 and supporting our aging population. 那它也有个夕阳红的问题。然后我们再来看 the distribution of GDP across economic sectors from 2008 to 2018 in the UK. Look at bar of 2018. In 2018, agriculture contributed around 0.63% to United Kingdom's GDP. You can hardly see it, right? 17.51% came from the manufacturing industry and 71.04% from the services sector.So we know the UK is not a farmer market, 它不够。And overwhelmingly fueled by the strength of its services sector, especially banking and insurance, are the greatest contributors. 那确实它的服务业，特别是银行业和保险业，是最大的贡献者。但其实英国的工业其实还不错啊。The UK is the world's 11th biggest manufacturing nation. 第十一位。With the civil and the military aerospace and the pharmaceutical industry of particular importance. 它在民用和军用的航空、航天制造还有制药业都很有影响力。